Lawyers in the startup industry have expressed concern about the federal government's new social media laws, saying they were rushed through. The bill passed the Senate last night and it's expected to come before the lower house today. It threatens companies that host what it calls abhorrent violent material with serious financial penalties and even jail time. But legal experts say they weren't properly consulted, and those close to the tech industry have described the laws as a knee-jerk reaction to the Christchurch attacks. Thomas Arredi has this report.
The government's move to crack down on social media companies has prompted a warning from legal experts.
The government has tripped over itself to try and legislate quickly before the election.
Arthur Moses is the president of the Law Council of Australia. He says the legislation should have been reviewed by a parliamentary committee.
If you were going to use this type of legislation to deal with the consequences of hate speech, which is really what this is, where you have acts of violence being perpetrated on members of the community, there are two things that you need to be careful about. Number one, you need to ensure that in relation to hate speech, you need to give some mechanism under legislation to direct social media companies to take the hate speech off so we don't then have anything to live stream. That's the first issue. That hasn't been thought through in this legislation. Secondly, and importantly, we are very concerned about this impacting on media freedom. Our media are the guardians when it comes to the public interest.
The government wants to prevent a repeat of the Christchurch terror attacks, where a video of the massacre was streamed live on Facebook. If companies don't act quickly to stop the spread of abhorrent violent material, they'll risk fines of up to 10% of their annual turnover. Company executives could also face jail time. But Arthur Moses says forcing these platforms to act isn't that easy.
The difficulty with this legislation is that it doesn't provide defences for individuals who may be whistleblowers or media companies who are publishing atrocities that they are trying to draw to the world's attention.
Fergus Hansen is the head of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
There's issues around definitions, so we don't know, for example, how quickly companies have to remove information. It's very hard to reach lots of companies that exist outside Australia's jurisdiction. It sets up a new sort of super censor in the eSafety Commissioner who has this sort of right to issue notices to anyone.
Those in the tech industry are concerned. The co-founder of one of Australia's biggest technology companies, Atlassian, Scott Farquhar, has weighed in on Twitter, saying the laws will unnecessarily cost jobs. And the advocacy group representing Australian tech startups, Startup Oz, warns there could be unintended consequences. Chief Executive Alex McCauley.
Everyone is on the same page when it comes to thinking about trying to get this sort of content off the internet. The sort of content we saw around the Christchurch attacks was abhorrent content, and I think it's pretty clear that the sector and the public at large want to see this better regulated. But the point here, I think, is that we wanted to see it better regulated, and we just simply haven't had the conversation at a national level about what that means. And there hasn't been time and there hasn't been consultation.
Labor has joined with the government to pass the bill, but in a statement, the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says it would be referred to a parliamentary committee if Labor wins government. A spokesman for the Attorney General, Christian Porter, says the laws have been designed carefully so as not to affect the ability of news media to report on events which are in the public interest within their existing licensing standards. He adds that no mainstream media in Australia has ever shown rape or murder, but Facebook has.
Thomas Arredi reporting there.